Good morning, everybody. What's happening with you this morning? I mean, here we are in another day in which, as we used to say in the military, in which to excel. Well, hey, hope you're doing well this morning. I'm here because I'm always thinking in terms of how can I commo, and I'm always thinking about the Myers-Briggs type indicator because it's something very simple. You want your life to be better, to move forward, whatever. Understanding your personality type can make a lot of difference. The personality factor does make a difference, and realize that in a real sense. What else can we talk about this morning? Well, I think one of the things that's on my mind a lot is where are we in the country? I mean, here we are. This is America in the 21st century, and we have more than our share of absolute nutcakes. I mean, let's face it. I mean, the governor of Florida willing to put his entire state in jeopardy in terms of the coronavirus or the Delta variant. And I mean, the guy's a nutcake. And you've got those who are joining him in the conspiracy theory. Fortunately, the guy from Louisiana has said, hey, I made a mistake. Let's get the vaccine. Let's get let's do whatever we need to do, in other words. And so we do have, I guess, some positive signs and ought to look at it from that particular perspective. But when you think of the very concept that you would put, and I've probably said this before, but the very concept that you would put your family in jeopardy because of some idiotic political belief or something like that, it just goes beyond me. I mean, the think as a father to put your children, you know, really in physical harm's way is just something that goes beyond the pale. I don't know what really to do about here we are in the 21st century in the real sense. You know, a lot of people, I would say this, so here's what I would say, that we're talking about probably only about 50% of the people can be governed. That's just the way it is. Who are the rest of the people? Well, you got people like De Los Santos and political hacks. You have those who confuse me with facts. I have my mind made up, that sort of thing. And you have that element. Then you have, I mean, people who, I don't think necessarily they're dumb. They're just stupid. And so you get people on the social media that reaches out to these people and recognizes, hey, I really got a pigeon here or somebody here who will buy what I'm selling, and they're selling books or doing other things. And so it just really is kind of crazy. And I think the social media is really can be good because I enjoy a lot of the aspects of it in some ways. But we ought to be discerning. I mean, that not to go to the social media for your first concept of what is true or valuable and what you should be doing. So it's just, it's just really common sense in many cases. And so, you know, I love to get on it. I love to be on it. I love to commo. I think that I might be dialoguing with one or two or three people or a half a dozen or a dozen or whatever it might be. So, but it's not my life, and it shouldn't be. Oh, I don't think it should be anybody's life. It should be, for me, I treat it as a hobby. You know, it's kind of like a hobby, one of the many that that I may have around walking 10,000 steps a day, meeting friends, BSing with people. Hey, that's kind of what it's all about. But it from my perspective, it should not be ruling your life. There's just no way. It should be just an aspect of it, and kind of there you are. Well, hey, that's my spectacular five this morning, meaning 5 minutes that even us ADD types can make it for focus in terms of 5 minutes. So that's what we have. God bless you. God bless America. See you next time out here.